says the Rambam, Av beParshas Bilam Nemar. Even in Parshas Bilam, it talks about Mashiach. Why does the Rambam say Av beParshas Bilam? The Rambam should have said Av beParshas Balak. The week that the Parsha is called Parshas Balak, not Parshas Bilam. Number one. Number two, why was this prophecy regarding Mashiach in the Torah said by Bilam, a non-Jewish prophet? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. Chazoin Eivadia. There's a pasuk. There's one of the 12 Nevi'im in Trei Aser is called Eivadia. He wrote a whole chapter. And it starts off like this. Chazoin Eivadia. The vision of Eivadia. Ko yomar Hashem Elikim LeEdom. This is what the Rebbe says, a prophecy to Edom. Edom is this last Golus, the Golus of Rome. So he says, what's going to happen to Edom? And he finishes off the whole Pedik with the famous pasuk, Ve'alu Meshim Be'artziya in Lishpet Esaresav, Ve'hoysel Hashem Amlucha. The pasuk that the Rambam mentioned before, that the Yidden are going to judge Esav, which is Edom, and then the Rebbe will be the king of the world. Ask the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Maishno Eivadia LeEdom. What does all of a sudden Eivadia have to do with Edom? What's going on over here? Eivadia, Geir Adoimi Hoya. Eivadia was a Ger, he was a convert from where? From Edom. And therefore, he is the one that said the prophecy about the downfall of Edom. Why? Says the Gemara, Vehainu de Amri Inshi, this is what people say, the famous saying, Mineyu be'abo, nezel be'narga. From the wood that comes from the forest, we want to break wood, you take an axe. So where do you have the handle from the axe? The handle from the axe is also the wood. Let the wood come and chop the wood. And therefore, says the Gemara, therefore comes Eivadia, who is from Edom, and he is the one that gives the prophecy regarding the downfall of Edom. According to this, now we can understand why the Rambam says, Av beparshas Bilam. Why? Because over here we have to have a special prophecy to discuss the downfall of the Goyim and how Mashiach is going to take over. So therefore, who has to do it? The greatest prophet of the Goyim. As the Medrash says, the Sifri, if you look in Parshat Bracha, where the Torah says, V'loy kom novi oit k'moshe, there wasn't yet such a king, a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Sifri discusses how who was the counterpart of Moshe Rabbeinu, Bilam was the counterpart. Therefore, we needed someone from the Goyim to come and explain how there's going to be the downfall of the Goyim, so this we could have V'hoysel Hashem Amlucha. And that is why the Rambam stresses Beparshas Bilam, because this had to come dafke from the Goyim. Just like Eivadia did it to Edom. So when we have to talk about the general picture of the downfall of Goyim and where the Rebishter, V'hoysel Hashem Amlucha, the Rebishter is going to be the king of the world, this is the reason why we needed somebody like Bilam, who is the greatest prophet of the Goyim in history. That's what the Rambam stresses, the concept of Beparshas Bilam.